We're at a brand new baby cafe on Main Street in South Hadley with Jennifer Kaur from CISA, the local hero, folks.
I'm Laura Bowman, owner of Violet and Blue Door Gatherings in Holyoke.
Blue Door Gatherings is something that some people may have heard of. It's been well established over the last couple of years. It's where the new Cornucopia is in Holyoke, which
and
we're
right
going to go visit.
Next to Fame.
And right next to Fame. We're going to go visit the new Cornucopia shortly as well. But tell us what Blue Door Gatherings is.
Blue Door is my first business. I opened it about 8 years ago as a catering company in Holyoke. We focus on mostly milestone events like weddings, but now I am kind of transitioning into this next chapter and opening Violet in South Hadley.
Transition from blue to violet. Do you have other rainbow-related businesses in the future?
Things that we want to do.
No plans of that. But yeah, you know, I opened a catering business and very much loved doing that. But during the pandemic, we opened The Window, which was a way to kind of keep going with things as, you know, events kind of shut down. So we cut out a window in the space and started serving sandwiches, pastries, coffee, and that sort of grew and took on a life of its own and became its own business in a sense. And so Violet is taking that window concept and making it into something a little bit more permanent and gives us a space to actually host people.
And I said you're brand new, so how long have you been open?
We've only been open for about a month and a half.
Oh, and I'll just say, since we're sitting in here, this is a beautiful space. It just feels really nice and clearly, like, very intentional.
Yeah, currently closed when we're talking to you, which is why you're not hearing all of the cafe noises, although I can insert them if we want.
Why?
Talk about moving from catering to more constant service, because catering was the part of kitchen work that I loved because it was finite. I did my job, you had your party, and then I went home. Having something open more regularly with more constant traffic is its own ecosystem.
Well, to be honest, I swore I would never open a restaurant, and I still, I should be clear, I still very much am doing Blue Door, and that's a big part of my life. I love doing event work. You know, I do a lot of private chef work, and I do a lot of intimate gatherings and really special weddings for folks, and that's, you know, a big part of my life and something I love doing, and for that reason, you know, you get to focus on that one event and everything is different than the next one, so it keeps things very vibrant and fresh and you're never doing the same thing over and over again, which was kind of, you know, a hesitation of mine when opening a restaurant was like committing to that daily lifestyle. But once I opened The Window at Blue Door, I was sort of doing that in a way, and we were basically operating a cafe out of Blue Door, and so this really is kind of taking all of those efforts we were putting into that and just giving it a space. I have a huge passion for wine, and I was like, it would be fun to, you know, eventually open a wine bar, do small bites with that. That's something that's coming down the pipeline. But for now, the day-to-day cafe has been great, and I am really enjoying it, actually.
Can you tell us a little bit about your menu and how you're sourcing locally?
Yeah, so we have taken that menu that we were doing, you know, fresh focaccia sandwiches, pastries, and, you know, utilizing and inserting seasonal ingredients wherever we can. Right now, we have beautiful tomatoes coming from Kitchen Garden Farm that are on our BLT and in our salads. We work with Farmer Tim over at Quanquat to source a lot of our berries right now for like our berry bowls and our oats, our lettuces for salads. We're trying to utilize as many greens from the farms as we can. I just went to Red Fire Farm to pick up a restock of peaches and tomatoes for the weekend because we ran through everything quickly. That part of the job is really fun for me. And that's another way for me to keep things evolving and changing and interesting and keep the menu different every week. You know, like, for example, we have a speck sandwich. We always have a speck sandwich, but right now we're doing it with fresh peaches. We were doing it with figs. So we're utilizing things and kind of keeping the set of things similar and familiar for folks, but swapping out little seasonal ingredients.
A speck sandwich with peaches sounds so good.
And if you don't know what speck is, I'm going to make some people angry, but it's like prosciutto's tastier brother.
We're with Laura Bowman, who is at the brand new cafe Violet on Main Street in South Hadley, also behind Blue Door Gatherings, which has been doing catering for quite some time.
We're actually like not that far from your original location. How did you find this space, and how different has the crowd been here than what you were seeing at Blue Door?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's kind of been part of the new challenge, is bringing over some some of our clientele from the window because I'm like, we're actually really close. We're right across the bridge. And I think people think that we're like much further away. And when they finally come down here, they're like, oh, wow, it really is so close.
People and bridges, man. I don't like, this creates this weird barrier in people's brains where it's just like, oh, it's so far. It's like, no, you just don't go across this way. It's 2 minutes.
We're looking at you, Northampton, Amherst.
But, you know, I'm back and forth between the two kitchens daily. You know, we still are using Blue Door predominantly as a production space. It's just a much bigger kitchen and more spacious. And that was kind of my original plan for that kitchen space. It's an industrial building, just room to spread out. And here at Violet, it's more of a traditional restaurant kitchen, service kitchen with a line, so it's a little bit tighter.
Was this turnkey, or was this something that you built up out from the ground up to turn into a cafe?
No, this space has kind of been a landmark in South Hadley for a long time. It's been a lot of different restaurants. Maybe most famously was the Egg and I, and people come in and they, you know, have a lot of memories associated with the space. But, you know, I live in South Hadley now and was driving back and forth home from Blue Door daily and kind of looking at this space and kind of had my eye on it for a minute. And I called the number that was in the window and took a tour of the space. And, you know, it was definitely in need of some love and a refresh and kind of bringing it into 2026. So it actually required quite a bit of work. My dad actually did a lot of the work in here. So he refinished the floors back to the kind of original 1800 flooring. And we ended up basically putting a new shell inside of the kitchen. So it has new FRP walls, refurbed equipment, new flooring. The bar is all new. My dad built that as well.
It's good to have a handy dad.
Yeah.
I have a handy dad. Laura Bowman, your businesses are called Blue Door and Violet. Blue Door does have a little bit of a blue aesthetic when you go there. Violet, not a ton. Talk about your...
It's the opposite part of the color wheel, in fact.
Talk about the names of both of those places and why you decided to go with those colors.
Blue Door Gatherings, the name sort of came from a little bit of research and spitballing. My parents kind of helped me come up with it. But blue is a color of hospitality, and I love to travel, and I was always taking pictures of blue doors and kind of looked into the meaning of them. And a lot of people paint their doors blue as sort of a welcoming color to invite people in. And I was like, that feels like a really sweet name for a business that's kind of centered around hospitality and hosting people. When I started opening Violet, I was kind of looking at different, I almost wanted like a grandma name or like a French female name. I really liked the name Violet. A lot of people walk in and they're like asking, you know, is Violet your daughter? Is it your grandmother? And the truth is, no, it's just a name I liked. But it does kind of have that color story with Blue Door, and it kind of fits the brand.
We talked about some of the farms that you have relationships with for your current menu, but now you've got two locations. Has opening Violet allowed you to create newer relationships with some of the local farmers and re-engage with local agriculture?
Yeah, I think if anything, it's just allowed us to order more.
As we're in the great lettuce crisis of 2026 and hearing all about my favorite term, explosive diarrhea, over and over again in the news from not me, finally.
Politics.
And not talking about politics. I'm wondering both from you, Laura, and you, Jennifer, dealing with farmers, Taco Bell and these big restaurant chains have taken all lettuce off their menus. Has the demand gone up to get fresh local lettuce that you know is going to be Cyclospora safe? Or are there people that are coming in here that are like, whoa, I can't have lettuce?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have had requests for, you know, people not having any lettuce. We do like to serve our sandwiches with a little side salad of local greens. But we are reassuring people that we're, like I said, working with local farms to source a lot of our produce, especially lettuce right now, and working with people that we know are growing things in a safe way and also washing everything, and that's important.
It's an interesting, I think, learning opportunity to just think about the importance of local produce and knowing the people that are growing your food. It's just another reminder. I think we spend in this state something like $35 billion on prepared food. So if you think about how much just shifting a percentage of that to local sourcing, what a growth opportunity there is for our sort of local and regional farm economy. I think people think about their CSA and they think about a farm stand purchase or farm stores, but not as much about how to support local farms through prepared foods. So it's great that you're doing this, that you are maintaining those relationships.
Why did you want to have such a strong commitment to local produce and local agriculture when you started Blue Door and now that you've opened Violet here in South Hadley, Laura?
You know, I think a lot of my training is rooted in very farm-to-table-centric businesses. When I was at culinary school, I moved out to Napa for what was supposed to be kind of a summer internship and then ended up staying out there for 2 years and then returned and then kind of ended up back out there for a little bit of time. But the reason that I was out there was because I just loved that connection from growing food and then bringing it into the kitchen and cooking with it. You know, I've always worked at places that are very connected to growing food and then working with it in the kitchen. And I think here in Western Mass, we have a very similar landscape to places like the Hudson Valley in Napa Valley, you know, in the way of we have access to all these farm vegetables. That's such a special thing, and we should really be, you know, honoring those farmers and the produce that we have available.
Speaking of you being in Napa, have we brought up that this is also a wine bar yet?
We've touched on it. You mentioned that maybe it's not quite there yet, and Kalise walked in with a Filippa Pata Baga Terroirista shirt on from the 3B label. Check a previous podcast where we talked with that Portuguese winemaker.
Or maybe you heard it on Friday while we were gone.
Ah, perfect! Lo and behold, we walk in, and behind the bar you have Filippa Pata's 3B. Talk about the future of this being a cafe by day, wine bar by night.
So, as I mentioned, I lived in the Napa Valley for a while, and I was cooking there, but also fell in love with wine and really took that time to study wine and learn about it and became very passionate about it. And it's always been kind of a back burner dream of mine to open a wine bar. Part of this space, I think, is going to be a beautiful wine bar for South Hadley, and I'm working on getting that open.
Is that because of licensing?
No, we have our license, so actually you can come in for lunch and have a glass of wine or beer on draft, but we are working on getting that open for, I would say, this fall. It's going to have a by-the-glass list that also rotates very seasonally, and small bite menu.
Are you featuring any local wineries?
Yeah, we actually have, we just did two back-to-back dinners this past week with Glendale Ridge Vineyard. We have a partnership with them, and so I definitely want to support them and have one of their wines rotating on the menu.
Please, is eating some of the cookies. What are you eating right now?
Look, we were given two plates of cookies and invited to eat them.
These are our tahini miso cookies, which have been on our menu since we opened the window. The other one is a brown butter chocolate chip cookie with sea salt.
My goodness gracious.
I love using miso in sweet things.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Talk about the appeal of doing small plates as opposed to like larger plating, like capital R restaurant.
I think that maybe down the line, if there's a need for that, I would love to maybe offer things that feel more substantial as dinner. But I think the goal and the idea for the wine bar is that it's a place people can come with friends and share a couple of things and be satiated and full, at least to start.
What is your favorite thing that's on the menu?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I mean, anything with tomatoes, I feel like this time of year, like the BLT is something I crave. And I think the fact that it's fleeting is something that's appealing. It's like a BLT this time of year is so different than any other time of year.
This is the only time of year I will eat fresh tomatoes. I do the same thing with asparagus. It really makes you feel like the anticipation and excitement around it, and then having to wait, the discipline of having to wait.
And maximizing your consumption. Oh,
yeah.
And makes me even more disappointed when I go to local places and it's clear they're not using local or like really ripe tomatoes. And I'm like, we're in the middle of summer. What are you doing wrong?
Do it now.
Can you talk about some of the goods that you have? Are these for sale inside the building?
Yeah.
You've got preserved lemon paste and like anchovies and Maldon salt and candles and things.
It kind of started with the coffee. So Number 6 Depot and I have had a long time relationship. I was driving to the Culinary Institute back and forth to my parents' house and going there, and I would stop at 6 Depot on my way to school. Flavio, the owner, has been so helpful in terms of consulting on our coffee program and really guiding me. And so it was important to me that we sell their coffee, and you know, they do special little blends for Blue Door and Violet. So it started with that and then kind of expanded into different retail items. And I will say it's really all things we use in our kitchen. I don't really sell anything that we don't use. The tahini is in our tahini miso cookies. The harissa is on our harissa eggplant sandwich. Anchovies in our Caesar dressing. anything. So it's all things that you might see me come out and even grab one of them if we're like running out of something in the kitchen. So nothing we sell is something that we don't use. Gives people the opportunity to take it home and make it at home.
Curious about your staffing and if you share staff between the two businesses or if you've restaffed for Violet.
I share a lot of my staff from Blue Door. So most of my kitchen team is from Blue Door and they come over to Violet. And then a lot of the front of house for Violet is new staff. So I would say it's like 50-50. But my kitchen staff has stayed very consistent over the last few years, which has been wonderful.
I'm really excited to come back when you're open.
Yeah, we can't wait. You're a brand new cafe. If you had to choose another color to open another business, which would it be?
I think for right now, my plate's very full. I'm also a new mom, and so I have a 5-month-old. So I'm
wow, ambitious to open a cafe at 1 month ago and have a baby 5 months ago.
Yeah. So right now I'm like very content with having the two businesses and kind of getting those to a place where they feel good.
Well, thanks so much for having us at your brand new cafe, brand new mom.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming in.
Trader Violet's for roses.